Any suffering that you encounter is potential for transcending. If you don't encounter enough suffering, then you probably won't transcend at all. But the important thing is your entire sense of identity is a mental creation, a narrative. And in some way, when the narrative gets challenged, it can lead to extreme suffering. But what's being challenged is ultimately not real. It is not who essentially you are. And so you can either wait for the dark night of the soul to happen and hopefully awaken you out of the narrative of who or what you are, or more easily, you can start now by directing your attention away from stories that your mind is telling you. In other words, realizing that you are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are there, but you are not your thoughts. You are aware of your thoughts. So by simply directing attention there now, you're beginning to awaken. You don't really need the dark night of the soul anymore. That's the secret. That's the liberation.